So before going into the analyzing part of the Eight Worldly Concerns, today's topic, we first dedicate a few minutes just to try to generate a more calm and clear mind, and also trying to put the body in its natural state of relaxation, stillness. So with eyes closed or eyes open, your choice. Just first take a couple of minutes just to try to generate this stillness and relaxation for the body. Relaxing the shoulders, muscles in the face, especially around the eyes. And then scan through the whole body and see if you can detect any tightness or tension anywhere. And if you do find it, just try to let go. Try to release that. And a good way of releasing that tightness or tension is to use the out-breath. So when the out-breath comes, just like a relieving sigh, you just try to let go of that tension. And also with the out-breath, you can try to release any kind of discursive thoughts or energies that you might have brought to the session. Just try to create some softness and stillness. So having found that relaxation and stillness for the body, you can shift your awareness from the body into the breath. And single-pointedly focus on the in and out breath in order to bring the mind into the present moment. To leave any thoughts regarding the past or planning the future. Just to be with the breath for a couple of minutes, for a few minutes. And try to let your breath be completely natural. Don't try to manipulate the breath in any way. Just let it flow naturally. It's short and shallow, regular or irregular, it doesn't matter. Just let the breath find its own pace. And just follow that, nothing else. So having generated a more still and calm mind, you can go into the analyzing of our external work, on how much time and energy we spend on external factors in order to gain happiness, to avoid suffering, problems. And it's not so much about having a materialistic or worldly lifestyle. Perhaps it's more the attitude towards those factors. We know that some people, they live in the midst of a very materialistic way of life, but are still very detached to it. And some are completely emerged into that, completely dependent on it. So it's not about how big the house is or how many cars we have, it's more about how attached we are to it. It's more about the attitude. So the eight worldly concerns is eight different factors. And the first two is about how attached you are to materialistic gain, of wanting or needing material objects. How dependent you are on getting or having material objects like money and so forth. So how much time and energy do you spend on pursuing gain, of needing more material objects? Is there a lot of time and energy spent on that? And is there also a lot of time and energy spent on trying to avoid to lose those things? So check for yourself and see how attached or detached you are to gaining or losing material things. Just ask yourself and simply see what the mind responds. And also say for yourself if it's a problem to you or not. If it creates a lot of attachment or leads to aversion or anger in your life, then perhaps there is strong attachment to it. But if it doesn't, you're probably quite detached to it. So you can test yourself and see how attached or detached you are. And the same thing goes for the next couple of factors. About the need of hearing good things from other people about you, what people say to you. If you have a strong need to hear good things, to hear praise, and also the opposite, how emotional do you get if you hear bad things about you? People coming up and criticizes you. Do you spend a lot of time, energy, trying to pursue good words or nice words from others? And how upset do you get if people criticize you? When someone comes up to you and say something negative about you, do you carry it along with you for quite some time, or can you quite easily just drop it? Or do you worry a lot about what people might say to you? And the next pair of these eight worldly concerns is about being concerned about having a good reputation, wanting a good reputation, or trying to avoid a bad reputation. So if the previous factors was regarding what people tell you, this is more about what people think about you. If this is something that concerns you a lot, do you worry a lot about not being recognized or seen? To be unknown? Do you compromise a lot of your opinions just in order for people to think good things about you? Or is this nothing? Is this something that is not important to you? Is this something that takes up a lot of your awake life? Being concerned or even worrying about this. And the last two of these eight worldly concerns is about trying to get sense pleasure and trying to avoid pain, suffering. Perhaps on a more physical level, but also mental level. How much time and energy do you spend on having to have nice and beautiful things and environments around you? Hearing nice sounds, music, tasting good food or sweets? Do you need this quite often in order to stay happy? And how much are you drawn to pleasant physical sensations like touching, sex, stimulants like drugs, alcohol? This is something that fills up a lot of space in your mind. This is something that is important for you to, in order to stay happy, to stay satisfied. And also, how do you react when you, if you don't get these things? If you get bad food, or if the food at the restaurant doesn't really live up to your expectations, or if you can't find that bottle of red wine, the shop is closed in the evening. How do you react? How dependent are you on these things? And then you can briefly go through all of these 8 factors and see in your own life how much dissatisfaction or even suffering this might lead to, being concerned about these things. And also you can ask yourself how much you want to be concerned about these things, or if you can find some more important things, like going more inside and develop inner qualities to work on your inner being. Is there a conflict there, or is there not? Do you have a wish that you would like to be less affected to external factors? And wishing to perhaps spend more time to develop inner qualities like patience and loving kindness and so forth? So just check with yourself and see what the mind responds. And now you can slowly finish the session in your own time, in your own way. If you'd like to do a dedication to any insights or good energies that you might have created.